Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, The Status Quo, Chapter 20. Conversation between Maitreya and Vidura, Part 2, Verses 12 through 17. This lotus flower is the reservoir of all conditioned souls. Maitreya said, when the equilibrium of the combination of the three modes of nature was agitated by the unseen activity of the living entity, by Mahavishnu, and by the force of time, the total material elements were produced. As impelled by the destiny of the jiva, the false ego, which is of three kinds, evolved from the Mahatattva, in which the element of rajas, passion, predominates. And from the ego, in turn, evolved many groups of five principles. Separately unable to produce the material universe, they combined with the help of the energy of the Supreme Lord and were able to produce a shining egg. For over 1,000 years, the shiny egg lay on the waters of the causal ocean in the lifeless state. Then Mahavishnu entered it as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. From the navel of the personality of Godhead, Garbhodakashayi Vishnu sprouted a lotus flower, effulgent like 1,000 blazing suns. This lotus flower is the reservoir of all conditioned souls, and the first living entity who came out of the lotus flower was the omnipotent Brahma. When that supreme personality of Godhead, who is lying on the Garbhodaka ocean, entered the heart of Brahmaji, Brahma brought his intelligence to bear, and with the intelligence, Brahmaji began to create the universe as it was before.
Tree!
gao, Sri Jiva Gopala gao. Vande Rupa Sanatana Prabhu Yuga, Sri Jiva Gopala gao. Vande Rupa Sanatana Prabhu Yuga, Sri Jiva Gopala Kao. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desha Tarine Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari Gaura Hari, Jaya Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari Hai Gauranga Gaura Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Thank you. Mukha Padma Vakya.
Because of the material creation is described here very lucidly. The first cause is Daiva, or the destiny of the conditioned soul. The material creation exists for the conditioned soul who wanted to become a false lord for sense enjoyment. One cannot trace out the history of when the conditioned soul first desired to lord it over material nature. But in Vedic literature, we always find that the material creation is meant for the sense enjoyment of the conditioned soul. And there is a nice verse which says that the sum and substance of the sense enjoyment for the conditioned soul is that as soon as one forgets his or her primary duty, which is to render service to the Lord, one then creates an atmosphere of sense enjoyment, which is called Maya. And that is the cause of material creation. Another word used here is Durvitarkina, beyond empiric speculation. For no one can argue about when and how the conditioned soul became desirous of sense enjoyment, but nevertheless, the cause is there. Material nature is an atmosphere meant only for the sense enjoyment of the conditioned soul, and it is created by the personality of Godhead.
One should not mistakenly think that because the creation emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore Krishna has transformed himself into this material cosmic manifestation. Krishna exists in his personal form always, but the cosmic manifestation takes place by Krishna's inconceivable potency. The workings of that energy are difficult to comprehend, but it is understood from Vedic literature that the conditioned soul creates his or her own destiny and is offered a particular body by the laws of nature under the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always accompanies the conditioned soul as Param Atma. The primordial matter, Prakriti, the material nature, consisting of three modes, generates four groups of five. The first group is called elementary and consists of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. The second group of five is called Tanmatra, referring to the subtle elements or sense objects, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. The third group is the five sense organs for acquiring knowledge: eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. The fourth group is the five working senses: speech, hands, feet, anus, and genitals. Some say that there are five groups of five. One group is the sense objects, one is the five elements, one is the five sense organs for acquiring knowledge, another is the senses for working, and the fifth group is the five deities who control these divisions. It appears from this episode that the conditioned souls who rested within the body of the personality of Godhead after the dissolution of the last creation came out in the sum total form of the lotus. This is called Hiranyagarbha. The first living entity to come out was Lord Brahma, who is independently able to create the rest of the manifest universe.
The lotus is described here as effulgent as the glare of 1,000 suns. This indicates that the living entities, as parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, are of the same quality, since the Lord also diffuses his bodily glare, known as Brahma Jyoti. The description of Vaikuntha Loka, as stated in Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures, is confirmed herewith. Na tad vasayate suryo, na shashanko na pavaka, yad gatva na nivartante, tad dhamma paramam mama. In Vaikuntha, the spiritual sky, there is no need of sunshine, moonshine, electricity, or fire. Every planet there is self-effulgent like the sun. As the witness of the activities of the individual living entities, Krishna gives each one remembrance and intelligence to act according to his or her desire at the time one was annihilated in the last birth in the last millennium. This intelligence is invoked according to one's own capacity or by the law of karma. Just as a highly posted manager is almost as independent as the owner of a firm, Lord Brahma is described here as independent because, as the Lord's representative to control the universe, Brahmaji is almost as powerful and independent as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, as the Supersoul within Lord Brahma, gave Brahma the intelligence to create. The creative power, therefore, of every living entity is not one's own. It is by the grace of Krishna that one can create. Lord Brahma was the first living entity, and Brahma was empowered by the Supreme Lord to act in charge of the mode of passion. Therefore, Brahmaji was given the required intelligence, which is so powerful and extensive that Lord Brahma is almost independent of the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Finally, it is stated in this episode that Lord Brahma created the universe as it was before. This means that Brahmaji created everything by the same name and form as in the previous cosmic manifestation.
Recorded May 24, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.